90 Day Geisha, My Time as a Tokyo Hostess. Written by Chelsea Haywood. And read by Eloise Oxer. The yellow line lay obediently at my feet. A shiny canary yellow. It was impossibly perfect. You couldn't have painted a more perfect candy-coated line unless you were a robot. It must have been a robot's work. But then again, maybe not. Everything around me had the same quality as that yellow line. The antiseptic voice broadcasting in high definition through a spotless ceiling. The orderly lines filing like clockwork through a row of identical counters. Everyone perfectly groomed, perfectly poised, perfectly patient. The way I was summoned to step over that yellow line, a quick flick of the wrist. Come this way, please. No translation needed. It all had that same immaculate polish. He looked startlingly young for the crisp severity of his uniform. Every strand of a symmetrical bowl cut glistening under fluorescent lights. He was the first immigration officer I'd ever seen whose eyes sparkled. A slight bow brought his pin-straight hair falling forward, and I nodded slightly in return, surrendering my passport into a starched white glove.
Good morning. What is the purpose of your visit, please?
Tourism? I smiled innocently. My response was automatic. It might have been inaccurate, but I doubted I would get one step further if I told him the truth.
Where will you be staying?
The hotel Sun Route? Shinjuku. Flipping through my passport, the immigration officer stopped briefly to look up and compare the live version of myself to the color photo on page 2. I smiled again. Satisfied, he flattened a sticker precisely onto the lower left corner of page 8. Japan Immigration Inspector. Landing Permission. Date of Permit, August 30, 2004. Until November 28, 2004. Duration, 90 days.
Nathan's in a meeting. He'll be with you when he's through.
The room reminded me of an old vaudeville theater. Slightly run down, slightly done up. It was the deep-buttoned velvet decor. Brass poles on a mirrored stage. The way the ridiculously low lighting buffered the edges, the faces, made everything soft and threw the corners into darkness. It was a mood that permeated even to the waiters, handsome but gaunt as they were. The club had yet to open, and there were maybe 10 men in the room, some Japanese, some Caucasian. I shifted my weight on the bar stool, sitting up straighter to focus on two suits in conversation at the far end of the room. It was for one of them that I was waiting. And with little else to do, I watched the smoke gather in a faint haze above them.